call. Give him a call.
Hello?
Dude, that was only one ring.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Here we go. Here's the intro.
Hey, Dad. Huh?
What's up? Did you order some kegs of beer?
No.
Well, there's a fella in a beer truck out on the street that says you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a sec.
That's right. Are you walking or what?
Hell yeah. I like it.
Did you order some kegs of beer?
No. No, I didn't.
Earlier today when I was at work, there was a guy that came in with beer and shit, and then that's like all I thought about was that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Anywho. Welcome, everybody, to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
What's up?
This is a little bit of a different episode. Well, obviously, every episode is different. Josh in on the landline, maybe. Is it a landline?
No, on the ones and twos.
On the ones and
on
twos.
On the ones and twos. I can't do anything. I have nothing with me, man. I'm in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. What's the weather like there in Oklahoma?
Humid. Everybody here is wearing hoodies and stuff. They're like, dude, it's cold. I'm like in really thin pajama pants, and I'll go stand outside, and I'm like, damn, it's hot. It's like 64 or something, but the humidity level makes it way hot to me. Everybody here thinks it's cold.
When I fired up the computer just a little bit ago when we were talking on the phone, it said that there was a freeze warning.
Oh, for here?
No, for here.
Oh, for Casper?
Yeah. I don't know how accurate that is. It was snowing the other day up on the mountain.
I'm sure. Annette said it was pretty cold, so.
It was different.
I'm sure it's probably going to be pretty cold. Yeah. They're pretty worried down here about this year, I guess, according to the guys I've been working with.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to get cold around here, too, and they're all worried about kind of like the whole Texas thing where they don't really bury stuff too deep, you know, water lines, et cetera.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And it's supposed to be pretty cold here pretty soon.
Shit.
But yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Sucks for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad I live where I live, man. This shit is, we'll talk about that kind of stuff later.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to all the, we're on Pandora now.
Hell yeah. Woo-hoo!
I want to give a shout out to all those Pandora listeners I'm glad that right? I'm glad it actually got out on that platform. So that's
awesome. I'm a Pandora listener, man. Like I have been for a long time. So I even pay for the extra.
That's cool. The extra?
The extra, you know, all the extra credit stuff, you know, I pay for the premium.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. We want to give a shout out to all you wonderful new listeners on the Pandora platform and all of you other new listeners and you As you can go ahead with this one, man, because this is your line, my dude.
All you three wheelers,
yeah,
all you regular, all you buddies out there listening forever. Let's give it out for you. You guys are the ones that make us count, and give it out to everybody. You guys know,
yeah.
Give it to all your friends, man.
Just talking all randomness.
All you guys that listen all the time, give it out.
Another shout out I want to give is to, he is going to be on the show, but it's going to be next week's show when Joshin is back in the studio. It's really cool. He's had a podcast for quite a while, but he sent over this picture that he did. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I highly recommend his podcast, but if you get offended easily, it's not the right gig for you, I guess.
Right.
The Cast Ascendancy podcast, my man Art, he shot over some badass digital artwork over our way.
Right. Hell yeah.
But
yeah, it was pretty badass. And you know, like you said, to each their own. It's not exactly our way we think or whatever, but we're trying to support everybody, and to each their own, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, well, I've talked to him for quite a while, a few years, I guess, but super stoked to actually get him on the podcast. I can't wait to ask him some crazy randomness, per usual. But yeah, so you guys, stay tuned for that. That's going to be one of the upcoming episodes. And if you are a new three wheeler, as Josh says, head on down to them older episodes. We got some solid gold in them vaults, baby.
You know, one of the reasons I think that the being a three-wheeler is cool? You can't buy one anymore. You can't buy no three-wheelers, man. Those things were banned.
Yeah, that's very true.
Those things were badass back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, and
all the three-wheelers are badass right now in this day.
Yeah. So. And I got to give a shout out to one of the three wheelers, Mr. Rob Good. The other night when I was at the System Restore show, and it was Crimson Riot. They were bad at the bone, but anyway, I was outside smoking. Well, I wasn't smoking. I try not to smoke anymore. You know what I mean? But it's a habit after, you know, there's a break.
I hear you.
But either or, I was standing out there, and Rob's like, oh, I haven't got a chance to listen to your guys' episode when you go to South Dakota. And I was like, what?
Right.
No, I can't remember how he said it. I haven't got a chance to listen to your latest show or whatever. And I was like, huh? And he's like, when you guys took the trip to South Dakota? And I was like, oh, fuck.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, you know?
Right. Yeah, that was fun. That was cool.
It was. So, truly appreciate you, Rob, for being a longtime three-wheeler.
Hell yeah. Dude, on my phone, Stevie, I don't know if it sounds like that everywhere. On my phone, though, right when you hit that, it's like, it sounds like water or something. It's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
So does it sound like people cheering?
At the end, it does. Right away, it sounds like water or something.
Huh.
I don't know. On my phone. That's just, my phone could be weird.
Well,
Yeah, guys, hell yeah. Yeah, you guys like this.
So I guess we apologize to your listeners if it does sound weird.
Hit it again. Hit it again. Perfect. It sounded fine that time.
Sweet. So what else do we got going on or have?
For me?
Well,
I don't know.
You're in a different state.
I'm in Oklahoma.
Let's talk about Oklahoma. That. So those,
you know that? Those, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The people that follow us on the TikToks, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all that stuff. Let's hear about that train you were on, man.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Because that seemed pretty sweet.
Yeah, I can say the name and shit. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, yeah, we're not making money, so. it was a Durango Silverton train. It's a narrow gauge train, which I don't know if you know what a narrow gauge train means. Do you?
Well, I'm going to say no, and I bet you some of our listeners don't know what it is either.
Okay.
You have the floor, my man.
Well, it's a narrower, a skinnier rails than a normal train. So that they could get up through mountains on the side of cliffs and, you know, some of the pictures and things that I have that we'll be putting on the show and stuff like that, you know, all comes from being on that train. And yeah.
So with the smaller track, then I guess, it's not one that hauls like coal and shit like we see.
No, this train is a steam train. So it was operated by coal, and it did carry coal all the way up to the town of Silverton, way up in the top of the mountain. I don't remember exact elevation and stuff, but.
So where were you at? Let our listeners know.
I was in Durango, got on the train.
Colorado.
Durango, Colorado, yes. Got on the train. The fourth time I've done this train, and it's awesome. I recommend anybody to try it. It's pretty awesome. But like I said, steam train takes you all the way up the mountain. I think you ascend like 6,500 feet or something. You end up at like 1,400 feet. In Silverton, but it goes all through the mountain, along the river, goes over a couple canyon parts where you're, I don't know, 2,500 feet up above the creek and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Rocks are flying past the train, missing the train by about 3/4 of an inch.
What do you think the MPHs are on that?
I have no idea. I mean, I think top speed, you're going maybe 15 miles an hour, but when you're standing still and shit's going past you that fast, it seems like you're going pretty fast, you know?
Yeah.
But it was cool as hell. Like I said, I got a bunch of pictures and Stevie, you know, we'll put stuff up and show cool little pictures and stuff that I've got after I finally get to come home, you know?
Yeah. The traveling man.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Craziness. Crazy, crazy. It looks like an amazing time.
Oh, hey. I totally forgot the original question that you had. Ask me. Did I even answer you?
Well, you know, to be quite honest with you, at this point in time, I don't even remember what the fuck it was, dude.
Good job. Me too. That's awesome. That works great. Because it's like, I know I just kind of went off on a little tangent. Perfect.
Yeah. Huh?
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have on this lineup here? I found that crazy spider. I don't know if you've seen that picture. I uploaded it, but it looked fucking gross, dude. The only cool thing about that spider was that, like, the pattern that was on it. But I'm gonna, when I was cleaning out the garage the other day, and I was going through, like, some of my fucking, I can't believe I still have some of that shit. And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, due to the rain that we had this last year, the shed that was outside in front of the garage, it got the box all wet and everything, but. It fucked up some of those old school yearbooks, but I got some pictures before I threw them away. Dude, that one, it was like my third grade picture, I think it was, second or third grade picture, give or take. Right. It was an elementary school picture, but, dude, I had my fucking mullet and like a tie-dye shirt.
Hell yeah.
But, anyway... So when I was going through that shit and I had everything out of the box, I saw that fucking spider in there. Ugh.
Dude.
So gross.
So I was seconds away from taking a picture of this big-ass spider here in Oklahoma. I've never seen one like it. The only one that it looked like a fucking... from watching like the Naked and Afraid shows, it looked like a banana spider.
Like
a banana spider. I'm just saying.
Was the its Naked granddaughter's show, name Jay?
Maybe. It could have.
That's going to be the title of this episode. Spiders and my granddaughter's name is Jay.
Hell yeah. But yeah, the only thing I could compare it to was, a spider I've seen on Naked and Afraid or whatever, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or like Bear Grylls, whatever the fucking jungle fucking shows. It looked like a spider that was supposed to be in the jungle. You know, I'm fucking from Wyoming, man. I ain't seen, it was huge. And I asked the dude that I working with here, I'm like, dude, the fuck kind of spider is this?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's just like a garden spider. Like, what? It's like, oh, yeah, they used to be all over the garden when I was a kid, and, you know, they just kind of hang out in the garden, comes out and sprays it with fucking, like, lighter fluid, starter fluid. And shit. I'm standing right there. He just fucking walked up from behind me and fucking blasted this thing, dude. Like, what the fuck? God damn. Fucking that's Oklahoma funny. Motherfuckers are hardcore.
If you
fucking burn my eyebrows off and shit.
If you see a spider or two while you're down there, take a picture of that sucker.
Dude, that was the point of what I was saying. I was going to take a picture of this big ass spider, dude. It was huge. This thing was fucking huge. I mean, it reminded me of like a banana spider. Google that shit, three wheelers. You'll see what I'm saying. This thing was huge.
Out.
And it fucking. Yeah. The motherfucker.
Was it scary?
Well, it didn't scare me, but this guy obviously was like, yeah, fuck that. He was like, you're only leaving her. He came up from behind me, like I said, and started spraying. He's like, it's a toasted spider now. So I was asking him, I was like, is that motherfucker poisonous or what? And he's like, I don't know. I just saw him in the garden when I was a kid. Oh, okay. Bam, started fucking torching it from afar.
Crazy. Right. Hopefully he didn't poke his eye out.
Well, he's lucky he didn't catch me on fire. Goddamn right.
So to the wonderful people that follow on the Facebook, this morning asked a question. Well, just like, you know, always like to do. What is one horror movie that you watch every October? And the amount of responses, we love each and every one of you. And just to let you know, if you're listening, well, obviously you're listening on one of the podcast platforms, you can actually, you know, you can communicate through there. You can send us a right. message. We'll actually play it on the show.
I only had one chance to look at it. And when I looked at it, there was 6 comments.
Yeah. Well, there's...
Yeah, that was pretty stoked. That was right after you put it out, so...
Yeah. Well, that... I believe that there's no way that anybody's going to be able to figure out the quote-unquote algorithm. But I have found it seems if you post something right away in the morning, then more people interact with it or whatever.
Right.
But, right. All right. So, Casey Hansen, shout out Active Light Photo. She's a Halloween fan. Summer Green, she says all of them. Tammy, shout out to her. Nightmare Before Christmas. My son loves it. For me, the Saw movies. Shout out to Woody. Rob Zombie yeah. movies. Halloween Redemption. Sarah Lee chimes in and says, "Trick or treat."
I gotta say one thing, man.
Yeah,
I started reading a lot of these, and I was thinking, like, something you watch every time. Like, I get, like, people are like, you know, the genre or the Rob Zombie movies. Mm-hmm. I thought we were talking about, like, a specific movie, like one movie that you watch every Halloween.
Yeah.
Which I'm not bitching. I'm just saying that's what I took it as.
Bill, he's with that Comic Zone podcast. Army of Darkness. Never watched it.
You've never watched that?
No.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. He threw a, what is it? Holy you call shit. It a GIF up on here?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, the it's GIF like a little, thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you never like seen that?
No, huh?
Oh, my God. You got to watch those, man. Those are. That. I would have to agree with him.
Yeah.
If my kids didn't, I did it last year and I made my kids watch the first one and my wife with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of dry comedy and they didn't get it as much as I think it's a shit. I know you'd like it for sure.
Well, for sure. Check it out. Yeah, dude. Hopefully I didn't mispronounce this. Orlo Johnson, Trilogy of Terror, that Zuni fetish still scares the bejesus out of me.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either. But we hella appreciate your fucking comment. Definitely, you're going to have to check it out. Luke.
Yeah, we need to start making a list of stuff like that. You know, when we have commenters and we don't know what it is.
Yeah. We need
to start making a list of, like, and then we can come back on the next one and be like, all right, guy, we said we didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. We checked it out.
Yeah, you should go back and listen to our old episodes.
Right.
We got Luke. He's coming in with the Lost Boys.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I don't know if I would call that a horror movie, man. It's a badass movie.
It's got vampires. One of the best
fucking... It's not a horror movie, though. That was part of my problem, dude. But that was part of my problem of what people were saying.
Vampires are scary.
I would call it a Halloween movie, but I wouldn't call it a horror movie. Like, a horror movie to me is Texas Chainsaw Massacre, fucking House of 1,000 Corpses. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
icky, dirty, fucking scary.
Well, you know. Then we got Faith. She comes in and she says, trick or treat. And then old school Rocky Horror Picture Show. That is a damn good movie.
It's a Halloween movie. It's not a horror. My opinion, I guess.
We got Kim. Hocus Pocus. It's a damn good one.
Right. That's a good Halloween movie. That's a good Halloween movie.
He's not letting it go, folks.
Hey, I thought we were talking about horror movies.
Yeah, touche. Touche.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, it is a very solid point. It is.
But that is an awesome Halloween movie. I love that movie.
It could be a horror movie for, like, toddlers.
Toddlers. Yes. Yeah, I suppose, yes.
I mean, remember the guy when he, like, cuts his mouth open? Scary.
Yeah. It scared my kids when they were little. You're all right.
All right, we got Tiana. She comes in. She says, Freddy and Dawn of the Dead. Those are good ones, too.
Freddy, for sure.
Yeah.
Freddy was mine. That fucking, no way, man. That's the worst. It's the worst one for a kid. The worst.
You
go to sleep, and that's when I get you.
Well, you got Darren. He comes in, and he's got Child's Play. I mean, that's pretty scary, too.
Yeah, it was.
A little doll.
You know what I'm saying, though. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
For me, that's what Friday the 13th, that's what Freddy scared me the most, is because if I went to sleep, that's when he got me.
Yeah. Daniel, he comes in and says, every Scream movie, it's my wife's favorite. Scream. Did you say cream?
I said scream. I'm trying to hold my phone close to my face.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I thought you had it on speaker.
I do have it on speaker.
Where?
But I'm trying to, you know, keep it in one central location.
Yeah. Oh.
As I talk.
Just so everybody knows, too, we are recording off of the Rodecaster. One of the most beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Pieces of some bitch.
That some bitch worked real good.
We got Eileen.
I'm in Oklahoma, so I'm trying to talk like I'm from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Eileen comes in and she says, some version of Sleepy Hollow or Ichabod Crane movie.
Ichabod.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Ichabod Crane.
I've never seen
The Headless Horseman.
Yeah.
You've never seen that freaking Disney movie?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, a long time ago. I get a fucking piss really bad.
Okay. Put that potty song on.
I know, but I don't know if I got enough time.
Why?
You got enough time for what? This one? Or after it's done? Hold on. Okay. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. Are you putting on the potty song? I don't hear a potty song. Potty, potty, potty. Potty, potty song. Potty, potty, potty. Potty, potty song. Potty, 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 potty. Potty, potty song. I don't hear the potty song. Well, I don't know. I'm still on here, I think. Oh, yeah. Well,
all right.
Potty, potty. Oh, I didn't hear the potty song at all, but.
Oh, for real?
I didn't hear it.
Crazy.
But I made my own little potty song in case. Sweet.
Well, it's still recording.
Cool.
Okay, back at it. Back at it. Sandy says, Pet. Cemetery.
That, yes. Pet Cemetery's badass movie, man.
Bobby, a good friend Bobby, from Oregon, he's been traveling. He's been sending me some pretty cool shit, like graffiti and all kinds of stuff.
Is he in Oklahoma?
No, he's actually in California, traveling through California right now. His movie was My Life.
I don't know what that is.
He's essentially talking about his life.
Okay. I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right, I could see that. I could agree with that.
Sarah, her good friend Sarah, she's got that hissy fits mobile smashing. She came in with the Hocus Pocus as well.
Yeah, we hung out with her. So it was fun. That was cool. Got to watch a couple people smash some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Cool. My good friend Derek. He's Trick or Treat, 1986, No False Medal.
Yeah?
Yep. I haven't seen any of them.
I just thought of one.
What would your horror movie be?
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't really have one. I've been thinking about it for a couple days, man, and thinking.
I'm liking all these posts right now.
For the question was one that I watch every Halloween. I don't have one that I watch every Halloween.
Ooh, yeah.
Like my favorite Halloween movie. Would have to be probably Village of the Damned. Or Children of the Corn. Ooh, Both of those creep the fuck out of me. The ones with the little kids.
Yeah, and it's like a cornfield. Whoa.
Right. Well, yeah. Village of the Damned is the ones with all the little blonde head kids. Mm-hmm. And they take out all the grown-ups and shit.
Here's a good... I got a question for you. So, you've seen that movie, The Faculty, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. It's, the Faculty?
Yeah, it's got, Josh Hartnett. I think that's his name. I'm not very good with names with actors.
Have no idea what names are.
Okay. Well, so what happens essentially, like, in a roundabout way, He makes this, it's like a dope. It's like meth, kind of, but it like changes people into like a zombie. Well, not a zombie, but like.
I might know what you're talking about, man.
Okay. Yeah, and they're like in high school and shit.
I might have seen it like super drunk or something, and I didn't see the whole movie. But I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I wonder if that would be. I bet you it is the same one.
Yeah.
But now I almost wonder, like, because they didn't really turn into, like, zombies. They, like, had, like, the shit came out of their fucking mouth.
Right. And, like, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
So it'd be like an alien, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know if they were. Like I said, I didn't watch the whole fucking movie, but I know what you're talking about. I don't know if they were, like, poisoned or if they were.
Oh, they fucking sniff that. Alien.
Right, right.
And it'd be like in a Bic pen.
that was on like fucking. What was that with Gilbert Gottfried back in the day? What was that called? Do you remember?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, the guy with the crazy, you know, he was the dude that did Aflac.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the show.
He had a series thing where it was like late at night with Gilbert Gottfried movie and shit.
Yep, I do remember that now.
Right. I think that movie was like one of those, you know?
Yeah.
With those horror movies that he had on there, it was like the B cheap ass, cheesy ass movies.
Yeah. While I'm standing here, I'm looking over at this amazing piece of artwork that.
From who?
The Little Molden Books. You can check him out. He's been making all kinds of cool shit. And I wanted to say on my behalf, thank you everyone that has been purchasing artwork throughout this last week. I get to send out a piece that I'm working on right now. It's going to New Mexico. Never had a piece of artwork go out there before. So that's pretty rad.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, she actually has custom jewelry that she makes to you.
Too bad I wasn't leaving. Yeah, too bad this didn't happen. I could have brought it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Dropped it on.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Who we got to give a shout out to Little Shop of Burgers. Of course, Debo's Painting, Trailer Park Baker,
whoop whoop,
Two Bowls Tattoo, Hard and Fight Company.
Yes, sir.
Vanderheiden Design. If you haven't checked it out, there's a link down there in the show notes. It'll take you to all the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast social media platforms and my artwork pages too, so please check it out. You know what I mean? Please.
Hell yeah. I mean, he's pretty cool. This Vanderheiden guy.
Yeah.
Must say. The art's pretty good, man. Just saying.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, dude. Yeah, you can link up on there. I have t-shirts. There's just so much kind of cool shit that you can get on there. I will eventually get an actual website together and all that wonderful stuff. But just to let everybody know, every piece of artwork is one of a kind. And if you don't believe me, you can also head on over to the Middle of the Road podcast when they do their live feeds. Some of my artwork is displayed on there. And also, them fellas are funnier than the left side of a pillow. I don't know if that's a thing. I was going, did it sound slick? It sounded pretty good.
It sounds good. The left side of the pillow.
The left side of the pillow. Skeezier than a Sunday. Anyway, back to it. Here we go. Here's another fun little weird fact that I found out today.
What's that?
Did you know that in California you're not allowed to peel oranges in hotels?
Okay. That doesn't surprise me. You're not allowed to do a lot of shit in California.
Yeah.
That's why everybody's leaving.
There was, today when I was at work and Sean, we were sitting there talking about just, you know, goofy shit, I guess, nonetheless. Yeah. But, yeah. Well, I was talking about, too, obviously, about this wonderful podcast. And how the people.
What wonderful podcast?
Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
This one? This one.
Yeah, coming out of Casper, Wyoming.
Hell yeah. and Oklahoma City at the moment.
Yeah, touche. We're going to hashtag.
Anyways, sorry, bro.
I was telling him about the wonderful listeners in France and some of the things that. You know, just interesting facts. And right. There's one there where, well, on the last week's bonus episode, well, I guess it was just the bonus episode or whatever, we were chilling at Brent's, and then I talked about, you know, stuff about France, but you're not allowed to. So if you have a snail and you bring it on to, like, a train, you got to buy a ticket for it.
A snail? Like,
yeah.
Like, dude. The thing in the shell?
Yeah. Like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, but only a snail.
A snail. Okay.
Yeah. So, but, okay. But yeah, that's what Sean told me. Z used to live in California. But anyway.
So a snail counts as a person?
I get, well, it's a fast-moving train, apparently. And the snail could die.
You just fucked my head up, bro.
And the snail could die.
Oh. Now I'm angry.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm bringing it up here.
What? I don't have to pay taxes for that, do I?
Yeah, here it says.
Does that have anything to do with me?
Live snails must have to have a ticket to ride a high speed train, man.
Ooh. Well, hopefully there's no handicap ones that I gotta pay for, or I'll be pissed. My snail's handicapped.
This is my service snail.
My snail can't afford to get on this train. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Can you please just let my snail come on this train? I don't know, man. Does he know SpongeBob?
We don't have enough room.
He knows SpongeBob, dude, and his name is Gary. He's allowed.
Here's something kind of interesting about France, I guess. You can marry a dead person.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go to France, bro.
The French invented tin cans.
Do they support fucking the same beliefs as, like, Mormons and shit? Like the crazy Mormons, where I can have 15 wives?
I'm not sure.
I will go to France and have 15. Sorry, Annette. I will not go to France and have 15 wives. But somebody that's not married should go to France and just start digging up wives. I'm Mormon. I moved here. This is my religion.
And this is the part of the one time only that's getting edited out of the episode. Josh what? Talking about marrying.
No way. That's real. That's what somebody should do. Yeah. If that's real shit.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Who knows? Who knows anymore? I don't even know what to say anymore. that came out of left field. Saying,
they can marry people that are dead.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, that's. Well,
I don't know if they like dig saying. Them up. That'd be kind of weird. If they dug them up.
Right, but I mean, fuck. They're dead.
Yeah.
You found out, you know, you just go to a grave, you look it up, you see how much money they're worth. I'm gonna marry this motherfucker.
I don't know the recipe. I fucking.
I'm gonna try it, dude. I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna be like, ah, oh, this lady's worth, you know. I don't even know what the money is in France. What do you call the money in France?
I have no idea.
Pound? Francs? I don't know. Who knows? But whatever. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. How much is this one worth? I'm going to marry this lady. I heard you can marry people that are dead in France. They'll be like, dude, get
the fuck out of here. If they're dead, they don't have any money.
They'll be like, get the fuck out of here, American dumbass. Can't come here and marry dead people.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, where's the trumpet? You got it. Nope, that's the other one.
let's see what else interesting facts do we have about France. I think those other ones that I said, I fucking said on that last bonus episode.
The what?
The one about the tin cans.
Oh.
And they invented the hair dryer.
Right.
France is the world's most popular tourist destination.
Really?
French has the official language of England for about 300 years.
Right. Do you know where, what's the biggest... The biggest present France has ever gave us.
I have no idea.
Huh?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Don't quote me on this. People might comment and say I'm a dumbass, but I'm pretty fucking sure that we got the Statue of Liberty from France.
Oh, I gotcha.
98% sure.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
It's very interesting.
I don't think France actually made it. Somebody else ended up, I think it was an Italian dude. I can't remember his name. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure it was an Italian dude that ended up actually making it. But
yeah. These fucking microphones starting to piss me off.
Why? What's wrong?
Hey. Like it's not, you know what I mean? Anyway.
I don't know. You sound good to me. I'm on my phone, though, so.
Today, October 6th, 2023, it is World College Radio Day. First Friday in October. Shout out to that.
Oh, yeah.
It is also National Orange Wine Day.
Orange wine?
Yeah. I've never had it. Have you?
wine made out of an orange, or wine that is orange colored?
I'm going to click on it. It's probably not going to give me the logistics
answer to my question.
Yeah. Let's see. The ordinary wine will deepen into a brandy orange color.
Okay, so it's the color.
Yep.
All right. I have not had it either way. Was just curious.
It almost looks like fucking Boone's Farm.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty not, but...
I can get down with Boone's Farm.
Let's see.
Depends on who I'm hanging out with.
Today's... Holy moly. National Body Language Day.
Ooh.
Yep. Here's a good one, too.
Maybe that's why people were looking at me weird today.
Yeah. Your body language is off.
I didn't know it was National Body Language Day.
Yep. It is.
I was walking around. I was putting off that I might be a little special.
It's the first Friday in October.
Jerking my arm to the left and to the right. Cocking my head back and forth as I stepped, you know, trying to make myself look good.
Yeah, because it's the first Friday in October.
I knew it.
Here's another really good one. And hopefully everybody that's listening, where you're driving, running, doing chores around the house, whatever, hopefully we brought a smile on your face, because that is another national day. It is a World Smile Day. So hopefully we put a smile on your face.
Fuck yeah, bud. And, And 2 weeks from now, not 2 weeks, not this next weekend, but next Friday after that. What? Today is Friday the what? Stevie?
It's the 6th.
So, next Friday?
Yeah.
Friday the 13th is in Halloween this year. Or is in October this year. Sorry. Excuse me. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's next weekend?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Also, that is the day that the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Jake's baby is going to be born.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
Huh. Crazy. Yep. You know, you want to know some other shit about Friday the 13th? Or yep. We want to get into that later?
Yep. Go ahead.
All right. Well, do you know why Friday the 13th became a thing?
Huh.
There's a French dude. I think he was French. His name sounds French.
Okay.
Jacques Demoulay. He cursed Friday the 13th.
Okay.
To piss on this day. He was the 23rd and final Grand Master of the Knights of the Templar, the like Knights of the Round Table, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
All that crazy shit. Uh he was chosen as a grandmaster in like 1292.
Okay.
Which is pretty long ass time ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
And there was this dude later, King Philip, ordered hundreds of the Templars. So that at first, anyways, that was introduction to the guy. All right. To Jacques de Molay. De Molay. He cursed Friday the 13th. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Now, this king, well, Jacques de Molay was the Grand Master of the Knights of the Templar. While he was that guy, the King Philip ordered hundreds of Templars to be arrested on Friday the 13th.
Okay.
1307. De Molay was tortured until he confessed for heresy. Okay. He confessed. He actually didn't commit heresy, but he confessed because they tortured the shit out of him and was like, all right, fucking, I give up, dude. I'm going to say, yeah.
Well, what's heresy?
Not believing in what the religion is where you're at.
Okay, so you're being woke?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I guess. Yeah.
But the fucking... Yep, keep going. Sorry.
But to
the roadcaster is being dumb right now.
Oh, is it still working?
It is, but it says memory card has limited space.
Oh, we're good. But to screw with the Templars and keep himself from paying his own debts, he sentenced de Molay to execution. Like, you know, they had some shit going on and was like, I'm going to get rid of this motherfucker.
Like beheading?
And Molay was burned at the stake on a small island in the River Seine in front of the Notre Dame Cathedral in March of 1314.
Damn. I wonder if hunchback was there.
I don't know. He might have served that dude fucking wine.
How do you say his name again? How do you say that guy's name again?
De Molay.
That is very fucking interesting though.
Yeah.
Real,
yeah.
Hopefully, or
it's all real, man.
Yeah,
fucking dad, whatever you call it. What do you call that? Check me, bro.
Yeah, you mole de point.
I love point de poo.
And Friday the 13th.
But yeah. So that's why Friday the 13th is unlucky. Because of Jacques de Molay.
It sounds disgusting.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Do you know anything? And I was looking up stuff while I was looking up all that. There's a lot of the reason that people think Friday the 13th is cursed and everything is because a lot of shit happens on Friday the 13th. Yeah. People will be like, yeah, well, a lot of shit happens on every day, but it's pretty crazy. Do you know anybody or anything that's happened on Friday the 13th?
Oh, yeah, dude. Chickens lay eggs. I've seen a black cat shit in a litter box.
Yeah. No, I mean, like you've never had anything crazy happen? That, you know, I mean, not just you, but people or stories or.
I had to go get gas once.
My grandma fucking fell off, you know, my whole grandma thing.
Yeah.
She was totally against Friday the 13th. I'm never leaving the house on Friday the 13th. I won't step over a black cat. I won't walk under a, you know what I mean? She was hardcore superstitious. And broke her neck and shit on Friday 13th. First time she did. Yeah. Anyways. I was just wondering if you knew anybody. There's lots of stories of people having shitty shit happen to them on Friday 13th.
Yeah. Well, none that I can think of, but if any of you that are listening,
right.
Please let us know. You can comment on this, you know, however you can do it on here. You just got to go down below. You can hop on any one of those social media platforms.
Hell yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
For sure.
There was something else that was wanting to do for didn't get into it this time, but that's okay. Sarah brought this up. Shout out to Little Shovel Burgers. I almost want to say I'm repeating myself right now, but that's okay. We're going to get into some urban legends from other countries. Next go around. So that's going to be pretty fun.
Cool.
The other thing I wanted to... a recipe. This week's recipe.
Okay. A recipe?
Yep. Maybe not a recipe. Maybe it's called
a life hack. Is this the thing we're doing now?
Yeah, recipe, life hack, whatever.
Ooh.
You...
I got lots of those, man.
So you go in... to Olive Garden. You know, I get them breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Take them suckers home. You cut them down the middle. You throw one of them hot dogs in there.
Yeah?
That's right.
What about little Smokies?
Yeah.
Fill it all with little Smokies and cheese.
You could do that too.
Ooh. God damn, yeah. That's a good idea. Those are both very good ideas.
Let's see. What else was I going to... I don't really have anything else. Next week, hopefully we're going to have Art on the show.
Mm.
You'll be back here.
Hopefully.
We're gonna get all that stuff lined out.
Hopefully. Supposed to be done with shit. Supposed to be done Monday. So.
Gotcha. Well, either or. If not, we'll get her all figured out.
Oh, hell yeah. We got this figured out.
That's right. Thank you, everybody, once again.
Hell yeah.
For tuning in.
Very much.
You're coming out of Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
This time.
Oklahoma City.
Out of a hotel room.
Down in the ghetto. No fucking around. I have my, well, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm down in the ghetto.
Here we go.
I parked my truck right in front of the window of my room.
Ooh, we got a minute right here. We're gonna.
Ooh.
We're closing it out. We truly appreciate each and every one of you.
Is that one I made?
I'm not sure.
I don't think.
Truly appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in wherever you are. Be sure to share it up with your friends. Click all them social media links that are down below. We appreciate you. I'm Stevie V signing off, and he's not sitting next to me. He's on the line.
I'm Josh, and love you three-wheelers. Love y'all. Thanks, everybody.
We're out of here.